Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 16th of November. Financial markets have not so far reacted strongly to reports of a Russian-made missile landing in Poland, causing the deaths of two Polish citizens. No evidence has been published that the missile was fired from Russia, and US President Biden has said it was unlikely that the missile was fired from Russia. Poland has started the consultation process under the terms of the NATO treaty. Financial markets rarely price extreme geopolitical tail risks, and NATO leaders have been very careful in their language about this incident. One thing that investors may take note of is the speed and unanimity of the NATO response to this event. That response, even if the missile was not fired by Russian forces, still sends a signal to the Russian government about potential reactions in the future, and that signal may influence future Russian policy decisions. From the United Kingdom, we have had the release of inflation data with both consumer and producer prices. The headline consumer price numbers were above consensus, although the consensus was evenly split, with economists divided between a 10.5% and a 10.9% year-on-year headline rate. So the figure coming in above consensus is a little bit of a meaningless concept. It was food and fuel that drove up the prices. Windfall profit taxes are already being discussed for power companies. Food prices are clearly rising far faster than the cost of supplying food, but consumers tend to be quite gullible and can be convinced that food price increases are justified by costs. Service sector inflation dropped quite notably. Bank of England Governor Bailey will be testifying to the Parliament today. There's also Italian final October consumer price inflation due, but this is going to be overlooked by markets. From the United States, we have the release of supply and demand data. On the supply side, there is industrial production. The United States is a significant manufacturer, so these numbers do matter. However, at the moment, the narrative is more about excess supply of goods, as demand for products has slowed somewhat dramatically. That then brings into focus the retail sales data for October from the States. In the US, this is not entirely about goods, as it does include restaurant spending. The expectation is for some improvement in the headline rate of growth. The absence of meaningful pay bargaining power means that workers are failing to maintain their real spending power. Real wages remain extraordinarily negative. Consumption has rested on the willingness to use credit cards and savings to top up the falling real wages. Lower income groups may be running into some constraints on their ability to borrow. Certainly the Pulse survey evidence, which as a survey does have some quality concerns, has hinted at that situation. However, middle-income consumers, who have a greater weight when it comes to retail sales data, are better off. Their inflation rate is lower than the headline reported numbers because consumer price inflation assumes their housing costs are rising when in fact they have fallen in the recent past. While middle-income consumers' incomes are also falling in real terms, they are more likely to have savings to access, and that provides some stability to their ability to spend. That's all for today. Have a good day.